An aviation meteorologist inspector, Reverend Steve Nyakutekwa, has been speaking about the beginning of the minor rainy season in the southern sector, while the northern sector is experiencing heavy rains. He told Radio Ghana that the rains will not be heavy, but cautioned residents to keep their drains clean to prevent flooding.
Normally, the minor rainy season is quite different from the major rainy season in terms of pressure distribution, intensity, and then the period it's supposed to curtail over which particular region, depending on which of the sectors is experiencing its major or minor rainy season. We all know that from February to somewhere June, the southern sector of the country, stretching from the southern part of Rongaf region down to the coast, experiencing their major rainy season. And then it tapers off. We have a short break in August month where we have the cold month. And then that is the period, the active weather zone. That is the zone for massive cloud situation, heavy rain, and then severe thundery activities move up north. We are in September. We should be marking the onset of the minor rainy season over the southern sector. However, the north is still within the rain belt. So previously, it was the last 2 weeks, last week we had a series of heavy downpour over upper regions, the northern sector and parts of the Brongahafo region. So we are expecting that at least this pattern will persist over the northern half of the country till the second week in November, where it's supposed to recede to the Brongahafo region and then gradually to the southern sector, where we'll be getting ready to brace, you know, the Harmattan season over the entire country. So at the moment, it's raining, but we don't expect the intensity to be as much as the one we would experience during the major rainy season. But then, something that human activity can also lead to flooding and other things, when we look at our choke gutters, especially over the southern sector. Sometimes you pass through the streets of Accra, and looking at the intensity of rain that one might have for a particular day, which shouldn't cause any flooding, you have most of the low-lying areas getting flooded. And this is as a result of human activity. Road construction that are going on is not finished. It's left off heap of sand, stone over the place, and it blocks the waterway, the runoff. Therefore, it hits and then finds its own direction where it's not supposed to pass. So these are some of the few activities around which could cause flooding, but we don't expect the minor rainy season to cause any severe or serious flooding over the southern sector.
On what farmers should plant during the season, Reverend Kwao said farmers should do vegetable farming as the minor rains would end next month.
The extension officers or the Ministry of Agriculture could be contacted. It depends on which region we're talking about. If it's the northern sector, they have crops, they plant during this time. You come to the middle part of the country where it's predominantly a forest region. They also have their peculiar crops they cultivate. And then when you come to the southern sector, along the coastal strip, running towards the eastern coast, we have cereals, we have vegetables, and these are some of the things which are normally cultivated by farmers along that line. When you run towards the west coast, central and western region, and they know the season, but as to whether the rains we're expecting during this time of the year will sustain these crops is another issue. So maybe the Ministry of Agriculture could be contacted, and then they pick the weather forecast from the meteorological office, and then counsel is given to these farmers to actually know what it's supposed to be. But for the southern sector, by the first week in November, getting to the second week, the intensity of the minor rainy season over the south should be going down or should be tapering off.